A deadly attack. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. The death toll in Friday's terror attack at a concert in Moscow now rising to 133. The number of those injured remains over 100. The head of the Russian Federal Security Service telling Russian President Vladimir Putin that 11 people have been detained for the attack. Four of them are believed to be directly involved. Witnesses saying a group of assailants burst into that large concert hall in Moscow yesterday and began firing into a crowd. The attack leaving the concert hall in flames, with a collapsing roof, the terror group ISIS claiming responsibility. Well, wishes pouring in for the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, after she announced her cancer diagnosis on Friday. She says she's well and is undergoing preventative chemotherapy.
King Charles says that he is so proud of Catherine for her courage in speaking as she did and has remained in the closest contact with his beloved daughter-in-law throughout the past few weeks. Now, Meghan and Harry also sending their regards, saying, quote, "We wish health and healing for Kate and the family and hope they are able to do so privately and in peace." Now, the Princess of Wales says that she is looking forward to getting back to work as soon as she is able to and as soon as she is cleared. But for now, she does want to remain private and spend time healing and with her family.
Fox's Stephanie Bennett outside Buckingham Palace. It was announced recently that King Charles was being treated for an unspecified cancer that was caught while he was undergoing a procedure for a benign enlarged prostate. Passengers on board a near catastrophic recent Alaska Airlines flight are finding out they could be crime victims. A Wall Street Journal report saying the FBI is telling passengers of Alaska Air Flight 1282 that experienced a blowout because of a door plug failure that their investigation is now a criminal one. That blowout on a Boeing 737 MAX 9 plane happened January 5th at about 16,000 feet in the air. America's listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Florida today.
The vice president will head to Parkland, Florida, outside Fort Lauderdale today to make a speech about gun violence. Parkland is the location of Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, where in 2018, a former student killed 17 people. Vice President Harris will meet with family of those students killed and otherwise affected. Firearms violence continues to be a politicized topic for the Biden administration, and the vice president is now making her 11th trip to Florida in hopes of winning votes in a state now considered solidly Republican. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
The Biden campaign touting a major milestone.
14 years after the Affordable Care Act was signed into law, some of the key architects in getting the bill passed are joining President Biden on a campaign call. That includes President Obama and former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Biden campaign calling it, quote, "the most consequential piece of health care legislation in decades, providing millions of Americans with the freedom and security to live the life they want without the fear that one accident or illness will bankrupt them and their families." President Biden was vice president when the bill was passed. Republicans have criticized Obamacare by claiming it has led to higher health care premiums and out-of-pocket costs. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
As Washington, D.C. celebrates its annual Cherry Blossom Festival, visitors are surprised to learn 140 of those beautiful trees will soon be removed. This all part of a $133 million tidal basin seawall restoration going on near the Jefferson Memorial. A well-known gnarled tree nicknamed Stumpy is among those that are slated to be pulled. The National Park Service says the move will help preserve cherry blossom trees moving ahead. I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.